One of the great jazz tunes, that was 317 East 32nd Street, composed by Lenny Tristano, named after the location of his studio in Manhattan and based on chord changes for All the Things You Are. That's from an album titled The Promise, featuring Jay Thomas and Michael von Beber, Jay on tenor and Michael von Beber on flugelhorn, and introducing young Japanese pianist Yuki Harate, Michael Glenn on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. From the album The Promise, Jay Thomas and Michael von Beber. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And we've got a number of things to talk about today. Some new releases, Dave Frischberg in his current state of affairs. And we will also be listening to a couple of new releases we'd like to share with you. This one out of Vancouver, BC, featuring the drummer Dave Robbins, who was pretty much a regular fixture at the Jazz Cellar in Vancouver. Here he is leading his own ensemble, a sextet, which grows out of a conversation at Frankie's Jazz Club when Joan Mariacher and Corey Weeds were talking about Dave Robbins and saying, this guy ought to have a record. They offered him the opportunity. He says, I don't have any tunes. They said, well, write some and we'll do the record. Okay. So he's named the record for his benefactor here, Joan Mariacher, and it's called Joan of Art. Dave Robbins is on drums with Steve Holly on bass, Chris Gestrin, piano, Mike Allen, tenor sax, Brad Turner, trumpet, Rod Murray on trombone, a great lineup of talent. I'd like to play two tunes from this album. The first one is the title tune he named for his benefactor, Joan Mariacher. It's called Joan of Art. The second tune is a beautiful ballad titled Jewel. This is the Dave Robbins sextet, Joan of Art. We'll be right back. was Fred Hoadley and Sonando playing a composition by Dave Valentine and Mike Vinas titled Danzette. It featured Jim Coyle, the late flutist and tenor saxophonist, very prominently in that Danzette, a tune with which he was closely associated. Jim Coyle passed suddenly in an accident returning from a vacation in Mexico. He had just recently retired, and we're very sorry to lose him. Chris Stover was the trombonist, and Fred Hoadley at the piano featured in Danzette. Before that, we were listening to two selections from Dave Robbins, British Columbia drummer, with a group including Steve Holly on bass and Chris Gestrin at the piano, Mike Allen tenor sax, Brad Turner trumpet, and Rod Murray on trombone. Two selections. First was Joan of Arc, named for Joan Mariacher, who brought this album together, and the second piece, a beautiful ballad titled Jewel. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the live jazz scene around the area on Jazz Northwest. Today, the Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church features the Jake Bergevin Quartet playing at 6 o'clock. Wayne Horvitz's Sweeter Than the Day group is playing at the Royal Room tonight. Acoustic Alchemy is in its last night of its current run at Jazz Alley. And the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra has a brand new CD. They're having an album release party at the Triple Door tonight. Brian Monroney Quartet is playing at Tula's. Monday night, a 10-piece band called Big Mischief is playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Tuesday, Naomi Siegel will be at the North City Bistro with her group. Tim Kennedy Quintet plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. Thursday, Duende Libre kicks off a free park series on Mercer Island at Mercerdale Park at 6:30. Tim Lurch and Jamie Finley will be at North City Bistro. Overton Berry and Bruce Ferris play at Tula's, and Friends and Heroes, plus the DX Tet, will be playing at the chapel. Friday, Kelly Johnson will be at Tula's, Michael Powers at Crossroads Center in Bellevue, Kareem Candy Band plays at the Triple Door Musiquarium, Kate Olson at Vito's. And Saturday night, Thomas Marriott Quartet will be at Tula's, Maya Santel and House Blend play at Crossroads, and Kareem Candy plays at Vito's. For more good places to go and things to do and see, check the KNKX calendar, also a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. We mentioned a CD release party for a new recording by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. Tonight, at the Triple Door, they'll be playing music from the new CD titled The Wolf Awakens. Here's the title tune, composed and arranged by Jim Cutler. Ryan Shepherd's the trombonist, Daniel Berry on trumpet. The Wolf Awakens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Duende Libre, including Alex Chadsey at the piano, Farko Dosumov on electric bass, and Jeff Bongo Bush on drums and percussion, in a composition by Alex Chadsey titled Sevilla, one of a bunch of original compositions in their album, their debut album, Duende Libre. The group is playing tonight at Mercerdale Park on Mercer Island, first in a series of free concerts, and they will start at 6:30 tonight, free concert at Mercerdale Park. Before that, the new CD by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. That was The Wolf Awakens, the title tune from the new album, composed and arranged by Jim Cutler. Ryan Shepherd was trombone soloist Daniel Berry on trumpet. They're having an album release party at the Triple Door tonight. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the live jazz scene around the area on Jazz Northwest. Noted last week in Rifftides, Doug Ramsey's blog, pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg has been having a series of health problems which have led he and his wife April to seek help in meeting Dave's long-term health care needs. Frischberg has had more than his share of problems in recent years, and a fundraising system has been set up for Frischberg admirers who'd like to come to his aid. Details at a web address, gofundme.com, help-dave-frischberg. Or you can go to Dave Frischberg's website at DaveFrischberg.com. On that website, it says that over the last few years, you may have noticed your old pal jazz legend Dave Frischberg hasn't graced the stages near you, nor tickled your eardrums and funny bone with new music because he's been suffering a series of setbacks to his health. Some minor, some not so minor, but they've kept him off the road and out of the studio and steered him more or less into retirement. Dave and his wife, April, are asking for help. It's their great joy that Dave's songs like Peel Me a Grape, I Want to Be a Sideman, Blizzard of Lies, and I'm Hip with Bob Dorough have given you so much pleasure over the year. Maybe you could return a bit of that they have given you by donating to a fund to help support him in long-term care. I first met Dave Frischberg and heard him play when he was a sideman to Al Cohn and Zoot Sims. During the course of the evening, I think it was Al who said, "We're going to leave the stage over to our piano player who's going to play and sing some of his songs." And that was the first time I heard him play. Over the years, I ran into him a number of times at Parnell's and at Jazz Alley when it was located in the University District. That time, we did a piano jazz style interview with Dave at the piano and playing some tunes and reminiscing about some of them and how they came to be. At one point, I said, "You know, you've been an active musician in New York and an active musician in Los Angeles, and now you're living in Portland. Can you tell me, Dave, why is it you ended up in Portland?" And he said, "Well, Jim, I wanted to live someplace where they still thought Truman was president." I said, "You reminisce so much in your music about the olden days, about how things used to be, with fondness about the way things used to be. You're not that old a person." He says, "Well," he says, I'm sort of a closet old man." Since that time, Dave has written many, many, many songs, and he's written a wonderful book called My Dear Departed Past. He sets up each chapter with lyrics to one of his songs. It's a very funny book and worthwhile to add to your library if you don't have it already. Pick up a copy. It's called My Dear Departed Past, Dave Frischberg. If you want to know more about Dave and his present situation, see his website at davefrischberg.com. Here's a couple of songs by Dave Frischberg that illustrate why we love this guy so much.
Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation, and I'm looking at times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places, And here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to bring to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer. Clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? And here's to the folks who lived next door. Let's cut across the yard, drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. And here's to the ways we'll see no more, the manner and the style that makes you want to smile in happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. And now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, here, here, for the dear departed past. Here's to the sides we used to spin, the Deccas and Savoys, with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and Foxtrots. And here's to the orphan Annie pin and the secret squadron ring the mailman used to bring for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy. E7th always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi. Every Saturday, the movie matinee. I loved the 55 Bel Air and the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. And where are the clothes we used to wear? Now, don't forget your tie and button up your fly and fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. And now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. I told you he was a sports history buff. While the gang is switching channels, I prefer to comb the annals of the sporting scene. The biographies and photographs of yesterday's athletically inclined. Though I'm occasionally enchanted by the sports we take for granted on the TV screen, still I get a lot of static from the sentimental attic of my mind. And I long for the single wing. I miss the drop kick and the spitter. I ignore the expansion teams, and I deplore the designated hitter. Here's to the champs of yesterday, Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Joe Louis, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. And here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns, the old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking spaces. Hot dog for a dime. White Castle, 7 cents. Well, here's to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. But here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past. Once I pledged allegiance to the flag of the good old USA and to the values for which it stood, the home, the family, the neighborhood. 'Cause while it lasted, well, it sure felt good. While it lasted, it sure felt good. Now I pledge allegiance under God to the mighty corporations, to the airport search, to the secret police, to the wiretaps, to the war on peace. While America marches into action with our weapons of mass distraction. My country used to be emblem of democracy, freedom unfurled. Once we were hailed and cheered, honored and world revered. Now we're despised and feared, alone against the world. My country used to be land of productivity. We stocked the store. Now we make paper trails and profits from secret sales. And then when all else fails, we concoct a war. My country used to be land of opportunity, second to none. My country once was proud. We stood above the crowd. No need to shout out loud. We're number one. I hope my children live to see a land like my country used to be.
You know, that's an interesting song. It's kind of my answer to people who might ask me the question, did you ever write a blues? No, if that's not the blues, I don't know what is.
I want to be a side man, just an ordinary side man. I go along for the ride, man. Responsibility free. I want to fill behind the vocal, the double on flute, and jam on the blues. I want to go and join the local, buy a dark suit and start paying dues. I want to maintain my book in neatly numbered order. I want to listen to Lester Young on my recorder. I want to play while the people dance. I want to press my own coat and pants. I want to ask for an advance. I want to be a sideman. Thank you.
want to be a side man, just a highly qualified man, a professional pride man, old indispensable me. I can cut whatever comes up and fake and transpose and won't make a fuss. I want to set the vibes and drums up, sight read the shows and sleep on the bus. I want to spend all my time with music and musicians. I want to go out and grab a smoke on intermissions. I want to sleep in the afternoons and let the leader call all the tunes. I want to be young, I want to have fun, I want to be a side man. I want to work for a superstar, I want to hang in the hotel bar. I want to be young, I want to have fun, I want to be a side man.
Dave Frischberg and a slice of his songs, recorded at two different locations, at the Jazz Bakery in Culver City, California, Los Angeles area, and in New York City at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And if you'd like to know more about Dave, see his website, davefrischberg.com. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. Coming up next week, we'll be listening to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and their final concert of the season, playing music of Ray Charles. You are listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.